Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 6. And today is Saturday, January the 9th, 2016. I am your host, Stone, and joining me today, she's back, is my co-host, Lita. Lita, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm alive. I'm here, and everything is doing awesomely. So, yeah, so I missed last show, but I listened to the download, and you guys, Rogue Slayer, once again, is a trooper, and she kept you in check. So thank you, Rogue Slayer. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yep. That's good. Yeah. But guess what? We have a special guest today. So yay, we've got Hutz from Pwncast, and he's come to join and have a chat with us. So welcome to the show, and thanks for sitting down with us.
Well, hi guys, and thanks for having me on here. It's definitely a pleasure.
I'm glad that you were able to come. That's for sure.
We're excited. So let's talk to you about getting to know Hutz. So first off, tell us a little bit about yourself. So the player behind your character.
Well, I like long walks on the beach and
Dada Booty Bay.
Dada Booty Bay, maybe some Ratchet. Very occasionally, the one between our on South Shore, but you know, it's very rarely. But I'm mainly an elitist, mythic raider. Right now, I'm gearing a tune for a second mythic team to progress again.
That's what
I've always done, what I've always enjoyed doing. So
nice. So when? How long have you been playing WoW?
11 years now.
Okay.
I started playing about 3 months after the game came out.
Yeah.
And then I took a year break while I was in Afghanistan, but after that I came back and I haven't put it down since. So,
okay.
Yeah, I was 1 year off of the little statue thing because of that 1 year in Afghanistan. Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
I was not pleased, but it's okay.
That's okay. I was like 6 months, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a little bit. I knew I was going to be close. I was like, and then I was like, no, I'm just like 6 months short or something. So that was real. Yeah, that kind of hurt because I would love one of them. It looks awesome.
And I wasn't about to go to eBay and buy one because that's...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I thought about that. Well,
so,
I don't know
what
I thought about
that.
What
else do you like doing in the game? Like, other than, you know, like with raiding and things like that, you've been taking part in doing some WoW Challenge tunes?
Yeah. I did the Iron Man Challenge on a Hunter... And I thought it was going really well. I was keeping ahead of everything. I was completely on track. And then I got a little too comfortable and ran over a quest in Red Ridge where the wolves are and you have to go pick up the key. I ran over the wolves because I was like, oh, I'm a higher level than they are. They won't aggro to me. And then my pet taunted one and I died like that, and I was like, no!
Oh, Dead Ridge, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But I was actually trying for the PvP server one, so I definitely need to pick it back up, but I've been caught up in the midst of trying to get all this mythic rating, so.
Wow, PvP. Wow.
Yeah, it was alright. Like, I came around a tree. I just logged in. I came around a tree and there was a level 100 mage doing Dragon's Breath, and he swung it in front of me, and I like peed myself, pressed disengage as fast as I could, ran around to the inn and logged out instantly. I was just like, I'm gonna give that another day.
You never said that you peed yourself. You said you almost pooped your pants.
Yeah, well, I mean, either way, my pants were almost soiled, so I was like,
wow.
Oh, Jesus. So yeah, that wasn't the best of times, but you know, it's a learning opportunity.
Yeah, oh well, goodness. That's true. So, for you, what race or class have you tried so far with the challenge soon? So, you said you started with Hunter, with an Ironman Hunter. Do you remember what race that was?
Yes, it was a Draenei, specifically for the heel, the self heel. I leveled in their little starting zone because no one's going to go out there because you can't fly out there. The only reason they'll come out there is for exploring. Yeah. So are the explorer achievements? I was like, okay, that's the least chance of someone just kind of casually running by and being like, oh, hey, smack dead.
Yeah.
So I decided to keep Draenei. I might swap and go for human rogue next. I'm not 100% sure. For the stealth kind of thing, so I don't just pull random. I don't die the same way I did the first time, pretty much.
Yeah. So you're gonna try all of this completely on a PvP server. You're not gonna go to normal or anything. It's every time you try, you're going to continue doing a PvP server. Yeah.
Yep. Because as far as I know, still no one's done it, right? I know there's other people doing it, but no one's been able to.
There are people that have tried. Yeah. I believe Martin from the Blue Recluse podcast is trying it, and as far as I know, it's still in progress. I haven't heard that he's died yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, kudos to you, because I played PvP server for like my first 6 years because I did not know any better that you did not have to be on a PvP server. So I hate PvP servers with a deadly passion. So I think if you can do this, I was so impressed.
Well, I appreciate it, and I need to get back into it for sure. And it's always something that's sitting in the back of my mind that I really want to do, but at the time, the reason I play the game is for Mythic rating, so I can't really...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And where are you with Mythic rating at the moment?
11 out of 13 right now, progressing on Mannoroth. It's fun. It's definitely interesting, so...
Okay.
But
nice.
We're hoping to get Mannoroth down within the next 2 weeks and then start working on Archimon.
Cool.
Wow.
Okay. Excellent.
I wish I had the time to actually do that, but I don't think I have the time to put in to actually be able to do that level.
Yeah. Well, this one's not bad. We raid 3 days a week for about 4 hours. I know there's guilds that raid 2 days a week for 3 hours. It's just you have to be ready to put in a lot of pulling. You can't waste any time. Like the less time you want to raid, the less time you can waste while you're in the raid.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
So
it's a big commitment with it, like anything, but I mean, if you want to raid to the higher level, it's a whole different step up from casual raiding. You can keep it low, but yeah, when you step up to the higher, it's a real step up. It's making sure everything is good to go.
Mm-hmm. And you have to have 20 people. It's not, you know, oh, we'll bring in 19 or 18 people and keep going with it. But
yeah. Okay. Oh, interesting. All right. Well, for you, let's talk about your challenge tunes again. So what's your fondest WoW challenge tune memory so far?
So far, it would probably be the mage one. I don't think I'll ever forget that, because I literally, like, if anyone would have been on Skype with me at the time, I was like, But, really, I enjoyed doing it because it was a different aspect of the game. It was a challenge while leveling. I hate leveling, like, with the passion. There's nothing about it I enjoy. But in the challenge aspect, or, like, doing it in the challenge aspect, you look at it in a complete different view. Like, you're like, well, challenging are like, leveling sucks because it's just monotonous and it's boring, but when you know a mob could randomly come up and, you know, two-shot you, you have to think about it in a completely different way, and that's if I like the game because of mythic raiding, obviously I like challenges. Well, WoW challenges is kind of, I enjoy all of it, really.
Yeah.
Okay. So, have you set yourself, like, a kind of path that you want to go through with leveling a toon? Like, what zones do you want to go through? Have you kind of formulated a way that you want to take yourself through leveling these toons?
I haven't really done it for Outlands or anything above that, but then, like, 1 through 60 is probably going to be the hardest, because there's going to be areas where I don't want to go anywhere near, like, Orgrimmar or Thunderbluff or, like, any of the Horde major cities, even if they're not occupied or they're not the main hub. There's still going to be people around there, and I don't want to take the risk of, you know, them casually strolling by and be like, oh, look, it's level 58 and I can kill them really quick. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But I've planned out most of it. Like, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do around the level 48-ish area instead of going to Eastern Plague Lands and all that. Like, because that's deadly, because that's right next to Undercity. And even though most people will be flying, it's still very, very iffy. Like, I might end up having to roll a Horde character specifically for the part of, I don't, like, whenever I get to the upper areas or the upper levels, I want to be higher up. And whenever I'm going to be, you know, going to more populated areas, I want to be where my faction is more dominant than the Alliance, or, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What about Fellwood for sort of mid to late 40s?
That would probably be a good one for Alliance, because it's, you know, it's right up there next to Darnassus. It's kind of the in-between between Orgrimmar and Darnassus. Mm. So, and there's no real reason to kind of just go to Fellwood unless you're doing the Timber Maw rep grind. So,
you got a heap of good quests. Yeah.
Trying to run it on PvP, it's like, I never even thought of having to worry about, well, you're really close to a major cap. Biddle, right? Like, oh my goodness. That adds a completely new level to it, I think.
Holy crap. It's its own challenge, and that's part of the reason I want to make a rogue, is because whenever I start getting up to, you know, let's say WoD, people are going to be everywhere doing all the things. So if they can't see me, the better off I have living, you know. Unfortunately, I don't, like, I'm squishy at those higher levels whenever I'm attacking a mob, but at the same time, I can banish, or, you know, something along those lines.
I was just going to ask that, because I've not looked at a rogue as a challenge toon yet, but is vanish something that they automatically get, or is it?
You will eventually get it.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's own skill.
Okay, that's okay, because I was going to say, oh, how much would that, if you had to spec into having it and therefore you couldn't have it? I think I would just die a little bit inside.
It would hurt a lot, for sure.
Do you know what level it is? Okay, so, like, let's say if you were into WoD, right, and you're, like, level 91, at what point, and if you were to be using your Delph, what point is it that a higher level character could see through that? Because I thought that there's, like, a level gap, right?
There is, but I think it has to do with, like, the range that they get to you. If you're level 100, then they're not going to see you unless they're, like, right on top of you.
Okay.
Sorry, if you're level 100, but if you're, I think if it's about 95, you'll probably be able to see them about 5 yards out, 10 yards out-ish.
Okay.
But the idea would just to be, hopefully don't get near a hunter so they can't, you know, throw a flare out or something like that. And if I can get within 10 yards, then I can sap them. And, granted, it's a PvP server, so they'll probably be wearing a trinket, because I played on a PvP server for this pretty much this entire expansion. Anytime I went out in the zone, wore a PvP trinket. But since I did main a rogue for a little while doing RBGs, I know that if I sap someone and I trinket them, I can instantly blind them, and then they have no way out of the blind. Okay. And just hopefully they don't have friends that, you know, are near them. So,
well, that could be the fun thing, as long as they don't have friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
okay.
I do know that you can stay in the garrison and level through the garrison missions and whatnot, because it is, but that would...
Yeah.
That
takes a long time.
Maybe, like, if especially if there's nowhere near me, or there's no one, anyone near me in leveling, that may be the route I take, because that is...
I think it would take way too long, because you only get those XP missions once every day or two, maybe, and it's not really that much XP. And considering Legion's coming out...
It would definitely hurt, for sure, but... The idea would be, like, try to get one of those flasks that you can, the experience gain flask? No, you can't use those.
You can't use those,
right.
But nice try, though.
Yeah, nice, I was like, wait a minute, no, can't use those. That would take forever,
but the idea is
to be the first person to do it. Not necessarily the fastest, but the safest, and actually get there.
Well, so, that's true.
You know,
and good luck with trying to find a white or gray trinket.
Well,
because
I don't know,
is there any?
I don't think so.
There isn't.
So. Yeah, there's no white or gray rings. There's a diamond ring, I think, that's white, but...
Yeah, which is like 5,000 gold or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
That one?
Okay, well,
what I want to know, for you, out of all the zones, so obviously you've thought about this as in what path you're going to take. What do you think is going to be the most unfriendly zone for you?
Probably... Talador, really. That's probably going to be the hardest zone, like, in the upper levels. If I were to try to break it down per, like, expansion pack, most of them would be fairly safe. Ice Crown would probably be a little scary because of the amount of people that go out there for ICC daily and the Argent tournament. But you don't really pay attention looking for people. You know, like, usually you're high up because you just came from Dalaran. Vanilla, I would have to say I'm definitely staying away from Red Ridge this time because that's where I died last time. What else? BC, I don't know where else there could be, really. Because no one
is rough.
Yeah, like the each zone that you would go to quest in or level in both have a raid in it that people visit frequently.
Do you think that the server that you're going, you know, that you're doing the PvP on is also the factor of, is it a high pop server? Does it have a lot of, you know, a lot of people playing? So therefore that would make another, you know, a difference to what you're doing, as opposed to if you said, okay, I'm going to go and roll on this really low pop PvP server over here.
Yeah, the last one I rolled on was a high pop, and I rolled Alliance. It was an Alliance high.
Oh, okay.
It was high Alliance in a high pop server, and there was like it was the highest median. It was like. Every three Alliance, there's one Horde or something like that. It was really low. And I was like, all right, well... And I even broke it down to the times that I would level it and the days that I would level it. If it was a holiday or the night before a holiday, I wouldn't hop on it because that means there's no kids going to school. And, you know, most of the time, adults... Like, I know whenever I was playing on a PvP server, I wouldn't try to kill people unless they tried to kill me, unless I was just in a bad mood. Like...
Yeah.
So, but kids, like, they'll kill you just for the satisfaction they know they pissed you off.
Yeah.
And they, like, that's just something, that's not a risk you can really take. So, like, I would only play, like, 2 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the morning, because I know that kids aren't going to be, like, everyone's going to be asleep unless it's before a holiday. And if it was weekends, wouldn't touch it. If it was, you know, there was a lot of thought process going into this, and unfortunately, I died to everything, or I died to something I didn't even plan for. I was like, I wasn't even worried about a mob killing me. I was worried about a person, and then I died to 15 level 16 wolves.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a really good point, because you're focusing on one aspect of, you know, oh my God, someone could come out and totally, you know, just nuke me, and you completely forget that there are your NPCs that are trying to do the same thing. Yeah.
It hurt a lot, and I was just like, as soon as it happened, I was just like,
crap.
And I want to say my girlfriend was on Skype with me at the time, or it was something around those lines, and I just dropped, stared at it for a second. I didn't even revive or anything. I just logged out and deleted the character and was just like, because I was only level 19 and already had like 8 hours put into it or something like that. It was crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Wow, that's, yeah. But I totally hear you. I mean, that time, the first time I had my Iron Death, and she was level 36 in Hillsbrad, and I backed off over the stupid five-hand place, and I sat there looking at my screen. My heart was, like, shattered on the floor, and I sat there, and I burst into tears. Because it was such an emotional thing. So I totally understand that. That's amazing. All right. Well, for you, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try, one, a WoW Challenge tune, and two, you know, PvP or do no PvP?
PvP is crazy. Unless you want to consider everything, like, if you just want to, you know, have fun while you're doing it, and, you know, not make it a goal or an achievement to, you know, like, my goal, and Belle, the owner of Pwncast, she totally coaxed me, and she knows what buttons to press to make me want to do something. And she was like, she kept throwing out there, no one's done it. It'll be the world first, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's the entire, like, that's, I love that about something, to be recognized for skill over, you know, popularity or something like that.
Yep.
And if, I've known about Iron Man for a long time, and I've heard about it, and I was always thought it was cool. I was just always like, you know, like, that's a lot of time, and I hate leveling. But as soon as someone said, no one's done it, I was like, I would say have fun, you know, just do what you want to do. If you don't want to, you know, if you hate PvP and you hate the fact that someone can come behind you and just smack you and one shot you with, you know, an auto attack, don't do PvP. If you want to, then be ready for it. You know, you have to put a lot of thought process into, you know, you have to know people, you know, like you have to, you can't be. If you want to worry about everything, you're not going to go anywhere. Like, I wasn't worried about mobs because I was 4 levels higher than them, but I wasn't planning for, you know, 15 level 16 elite wolves to all jump on me at the same time. Like, I couldn't even press disengage fast enough. It was...
I'm not laughing at you. I'm sorry. It's just the thought of it all. You're just all PvP, PvP, and then wolves. Done.
Yeah.
And you're like, I was... no.
Yeah, it's just... But I mean, for those who, you know, haven't considered doing WoW Challenge, you probably should, because it's not like leveling in the fact of, you know, oh, I'm just gonna throw my BOAs, quest to level 15, and then just chain run dungeons. It's, you know, like, you have to put a lot of thought into, you know, like, okay, well, this, I need to at least be 2 levels above it, and if I'm not, you know, how am I going to handle this thing that it's actually going to take me a second to kill? You know, and that's... Yeah.
Exactly. That's a really good point. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to think about the last question, which is a couple of helpful tips or tricks. But first off, Stone, I just want to clarify something from the chat room. So yes. We were talking about garrisons before, and you were saying about with hots with garrisons, you know, when you get to Draenor level, that garrisons will be a good way to level. So Thule said in the chat room that with the rested bonus XP and mining and herbing, so Stone, is it viable? Because there's some discussion that maybe mining and herbing.
The rest XP, sure, doubles it up, so it cuts your time in half, right?
Yeah.
And if you're only taking the quest once every couple days, I still think it's going to take too long. Yes, you do get XP from doing the herb and mining. Even though you don't need your professions, you are allowed to do them because they are part of the game and your base and all that kind of stuff. So we don't have code to say you're not allowed to, because really there's no way to check for you to not do it, right? Yep. So as far as I know, I think it's okay because it's part of your base. That would be interesting to see what other people think about it, though. You are technically, you're doing a profession, but you don't have the profession. So you're, I believe it did come up when when Warlords was first being discussed and having a base and all this stuff. And people were saying that maybe it's not a good idea to let you just sit in your base. But I think it ultimately came down to, well, it's part of the game and it's part of the normal game, not something extra. This is what you do, right? So I would think that herbing and mining is the same thing. You're not, it would make it a lot easier once you can get into that point. I don't know how you would do, like, I don't know how you would get through that starting zone. Because that's starting zone, is that just completely phased where it's just you? Or are you sharing that too? And I don't know, because I thought I've seen other people in there too. And if you are sharing that, you know, you just, I mean, if you can get to that point, go for it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, well, you know, well, when Hutz gets to that on a PvP server, you can keep us up to date. I hope you're going to do some streaming of this, Hots. It sounds really exciting.
No, if it streams, you can't stream it, right? You could stream it. You just got to cover up your realm and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, so, I would have to hide a lot of that because the streams
are green. Or at least record some and then put it up later.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe
it'd be interesting.
Maybe have the record going in the background just in case there's another incident like the mage. You know,
exactly. But,
as far as the question that you asked me, really, I was thinking about it, and one of the biggest things about raiding is focusing on your weaknesses, not necessarily working on your strengths. Because I know that I can pick up any class and learn the rotation in a couple of goes, and I'll have it down. But I've been playing for 11 years. I've had practice just looking at a rotation and being like, okay, well, this is what I do. And you can correlate a lot of them. As far as WoW challenges, your strengths would be, okay, I know how to deal with, you know, or I have a heal. Okay, you don't need to necessarily worry about, is something going to, you know, eventually kill me over time? Like, can I not kill this thing fast enough? Because you can work your heal in there. But if you're a warrior, you don't really have a heal. The only heal you can really get, you have to talent into until you can get victory rush. But then you still have to kill something for it to heal you, and then you have to go hit something else for it to heal you. So, like, if you're doing that, roll a Drain Eye, because you have the passive heal. And take your time. Like, you can't mount until level 20, and you still have to buy it. Like, you have to be able to afford it. So whenever I was leveling my hunter, and I'm running around, I have nothing to do, I'll just shoot random mobs and kill them and gain that little 5 extra experience or something like that, because in the long run, it's gonna help. You know, every mob that you do it for, even if it's 5 experience, you kill 10 of them while you're running there, that's 50 experience that, you know, you don't have to worry about gaining later on. So, that would be my biggest hint, is, you know, focus on what you want to level and focus on its weaknesses and pick something to match that so it's not as much of a weakness. Even if it's not PvP, you know. PvP, that's... I think my next one is definitely going to be a rogue, and I don't know what class or race really goes well with rogue in that aspect, because I don't think Draenei can be rogue. Undead would be good, yeah, because they have the passive cannibalism, all that, yeah. I'll probably end up doing that, actually.
Mm. Okay, well, keep us informed, because it sounds really exciting, and, you know, I'm going to live vicariously through you trying to do this on a PvP server, because I ain't ever going back to PvP, that's all I'm saying. PvP servers are long gone for me. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. So it was really good to hear what you've been doing, and to know, you know, the exciting things that you've got coming. And good luck with your Mythic rating, yeah. Most definitely. Cool.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
All right. Well, we're going to go into some news in the world of Warcraft. So Stone's got some information for us. So Snowball PvP bug.
Okay, so there was that Snowball PvP bug that basically, if your pet was hit by Savage Snowball, even though you were not flagged, if it was hit by somebody throwing it that was flagged, it would make your pet attack the person that was flagged and get your pet flagged, and therefore you become flagged and your iron is dead. And there was actually a iron in my notes here. Dang it, I thought I had it here. Tanlin, I believe, which is on Twitch. Tanilin, Tanilin. He all of a sudden, he just died. He's like, what's going on? Like, why did I die? And somebody had tagged his pet and then killed him.
Oh.
And was like, oh, just out of the blue. Yep. And when you have your name as Iron something, people are going to bug you, right? So that's just how it goes. And so it's been fixed. I actually did a run through of all the possible different things that you could do, and I made sure. I actually did another one where I did the yellow snowball and the regular snowball and the huge one too, just to make sure, and it was fixed. And we'll post up the link for the hotfix patch notes and all that stuff. It looks like it was hotfixed on January 6th. 6th? Can I say that? 6th? No, no, maybe not. Okay. And I did upload a YouTube video just so that you can see there's proof, but it's been fixed. And it was kind of crappy because it was out there for...
for ages. Since Wintervale started.
And that was like middle of December.
Yeah.
And it went all the way to January 6th, so that was a good 2 to 3 weeks.
Mind you, a PvP snowball fight does kind of sound like a lot of fun.
Sure.
What do you reckon, Hots? I would kind of take part in that.
I like the yellow snowballs.
Actually, as soon as it came around, I was thinking about all the duel bugs that have been in the past where you could kill someone after you get on dueling them. But you can totally kill someone with a snowball. Like, you duel them and then give him to 1 health and then smack him with a snowball and then so yeah, that would actually be a lot of fun. Like try to just kill random people, like how they used to do the 100 level ones trying to kill Hogger. Yeah. You know, go around and just have a bunch of people just spam snowballs at one person and focus them down. Just try to pick someone squishy, like not a tank. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's quite funny. Alrighty. Okay, well, that's good. It's been hot fixed, so that's awesome news. Now, Stone, what about Valor upgrades?
Okay, so they just announced it this past week, I think, that you can buy crystallized fel, which is the stuff that drops off of normal and higher on Archimonde. You can buy it for 1,250 Valor. Doesn't matter for us, because it doesn't matter. But for those of you that are raiding and have your ring and need another way to upgrade your ring without having to run that as well, it's just another way to bump it up. I think because the cap... I mean, there's no cap, but there kind of is a cap, so I thought you can get... Now you can get up to 3 or 4 upgrades in a week, right? Is it like 3.5 upgrades?
The cap is 5,000.
Well,
there's a cap to how much you can have, but there's not a weekly cap.
Right, yeah, so...
Okay.
Yeah, so you could keep running stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And...
Okay.
From what I understood, it's realistically possible to upgrade your ring 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah.
So,
you're gonna catch up. I think the max you can do is 4 at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
But you have a lot of upgrades to do.
Oh yeah. That won't be me though. I'll be doing my 1, maybe 2 a week. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. But as you said, for challenge tunes,
doesn't matter. Yeah.
All right. So let's go on to some site news. So pacifist update. What's going on?
Okay. So we were discussing, there's a conversation on our website and all that stuff about whether or not we wanted to allow critter kills as part of the pacifist. Overall, it came down to that, you know what, no kills at all, because this is what it's about. It's about getting to max without killing anything at all.
Yep.
There is a discussion on Bloodthirsty about minimum quests, and there's an issue with quests in that when you start your character off at level 1, you will get all the account-wide pet battle quests. Mm-hmm. And for me, I usually start at 45 quests completed, even though it's a level 1 character. So we always have a certain amount, and we always said that we wanted to allow a Bloodthirsty to go in and do some quests to basically get into some spots, right? Like to be able to run through WOD. Okay, so you've got to do some quests to get through all that zone. And I don't know if we would be lowering the Bloodthirsty quest limit. Right now it's 300 for a regular character, which it might seem high. I don't think it's that high. I think it's a good amount, because it still puts the focus on you have to kill. And for Death Knights, it's lower. I think it's like 150 or something like that. 145, I can't remember. Something like that. So, otherwise, we're not going to change anything right now. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, I know it's not in the notes. Shoot me. basically, Transmog. We're not going to be making any more changes to what's going to be allowed, because we think that Legion Transmog is going to basically solve that for us. So if you want to wear a blue item for your head, you should be able to transmog it onto a white piece, which as far as I've heard, it's true. I've not tested that myself. When I get in, I will absolutely test it. And if that's not the case, then we'll go from there. I know there's some people saying that they wanted to add the Santa hats and all that stuff, and I did not want to go back in and update the code, because as I add more things, it actually makes things harder for other people that don't necessarily want to do that. It makes the code convoluted, and I want to keep it as simple as I can.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
No worries. Now, what about deaths due to bugs and glitches?
So, if you haven't heard, there was a prominent YouTuber, which I don't know if I should say who, but I'm sure if you follow along, you'll probably know who, basically died due to a invisible mob. So this can happen. It usually happens in caves. And there's a cave in Zangarmarsh, the fungal cave or whatever, where all the big fungal guys are. There's one in there that he will get. He will try to get you every time. There has been some testing about whether or not if you have a pet and all that stuff. Basically, you can't fight it, you can't attack it, but it hits you and you die. You basically just watch your health drop. So basically, this person made a request to Blizzard, and Blizzard said no because they don't adjust stats. And honestly, I think they probably could. They just don't want to open up that floodgate, right? Because if they start to make the exception for one person, then it could lead to a whole bunch of people saying, look, I died and this is my YouTube video. But also, there's also no link between the YouTube video and the character. I mean, unless you show the realm when you log into the YouTube video, I think it's, yeah. So basically, because they won't make a change, we won't make a change. If we were to make a change, number one, it would almost be a slap in the face to everybody in before us that died because of these bugs. Bugs are part of the game. It sucks. It sucks. I have another word I would like to say, but
plain tag.
It feels horrible because of a bug.
Yeah.
And this could be a bug, and this game is almost 12 years old, and there's still bugs. Bugs happen, it happens, it sucks, but it's part of the game. So people have already died because of weird things, like, for instance, parachutes don't go. And for instance, there's one quest in Dun Morog where you go jump on the gnome teleporter thing and it pops you way up in the air over top of some mountains, and then you're supposed to go in and attack some troll little base. Sometimes it doesn't deploy and you drop and you're dead and that's it. And yeah, you're only like level 10 or 11. So thankfully you haven't gone up that far, but it's a bug, you know? Yeah. Sometimes it deploys when you're dead. And you're like, what the heck, man?
Yeah.
It sucks, but it happens. And unfortunately, we can't do anything about that. The other reason is that for me to change it and to make a change for you, it would actually mean I would have to rewrite a lot of the code. There's a lot of our code that is based on looking at the first thing that it looks at is, have you died? Yes or no. And if you have, do some stuff. And if not, do extra stuff, right? So I'm not at the point where I want to change stuff up like that, because if I make up a change, it always opens up it could lead to other bugs on my side. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't have any bugs on my side. I think we've been good to go. There have been bugs before, but I haven't heard of anything for quite a long, long, long time. So I try not to make any changes to our code if possible. Legion coming up, that will be a different story, because that's gonna be a mess. So
Legion's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. And then realistically, like, you have to look at it from, you know, okay, this is one popular YouTuber. He obviously records every single thing that he does in a video game.
Yep.
I've been down the streaming road. You don't play a game unless you're streaming. And if you're trying to play a game, then you're probably streaming it. That's not going to be the case for a majority of the people that are just wanting, you know, to log on every once in a while and progress. And then if that happens and you don't have video proof, you're going to expect, okay, well, that guy got it, why can't I? Well, he had video proof. Well, I don't have that. That's not fair because I'm not a streamer. Well, I'm sorry. And that's just an argument that doesn't need to be opened up, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, it's just things happen, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's... You can't expect someone to bend to your every will. Like, if you know it's a bug, or now that you know that it's a bug, unfortunately, it's in Zangar Marsh. Like, that's a really long way away, especially in Iron Man challenges.
Yeah.
You know what's there now. Like, go back, and that's probably now something that I'm going to have to go back and consider.
Yeah,
now I'm going to have to go back and consider that, along with all the PvP, though. Like, I need to go back and find all the bugs that people are having.
Just
and
for you. Well, just for you to level up, this person died in... I'm going to say Burning Steps, and it was an invisible Incendiosaur. So one of those ones, and... And he didn't even get to the outland part, so he was level 50, I believe, and it was just, all of a sudden, you watch his health drop. He's like, what's going on? And then dead. He's like, what the heck? Which, I would be the same way. I would lose it. Yeah. It would be flip table, this stupid game, you know? Absolutely. Sure. It sucks. It sucks hard, man. Yeah. But so when you're in that area, there could potentially be an invisible Incendiosaur. And from other people's posts, it seems that these mobs that you can't see tend to focus on irons that have pets for some reason.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure on that. That's for sure. It seems like if you have one, you're going to get it. So I've heard of people going inside that cave and being completely fine. And they never had a pet. But then you have a guy going in there with a pet. And then they're like, yeah, it's still there. It's not been fixed. So,
yeah. Okay.
Just more of an FYI. Right. If you ever die to it, yes, it sucks. Just try it again. Just don't go there.
Go down.
It might have to do with the phasing.
Zangar Marsh, like that one cave, I kind of think they have a mob put into a wall, but on the other side of that wall, and it's able to walk, but you can't view it, and it's actually probably beneath the floor or something, and because it's still attached to the floor, it can still attack you. You can't target it, though. Probably because it's inside the wall, right? Because I don't think you can do that anyway. So to you, it looks like it's not there, but it actually is there. It's just, it's probably a wrong spawn point that's been messed up. And it's just a matter of Blizzard finding the spawn point, right? Mm-hmm. And changing it.
Mm.
So it's just, we don't know which spawn point that is.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Bugs.
All right. Well, do you want to go on to the Challenger report? No?
I could. Please? I could go on about bugs and stuff, please? Okay.
I know you can.
Okay, because, you know, you get me started. Okay, so before I go on with this report, usually we go through who hit level 70 and 30 for all the irons and all that stuff. This past week, we actually hit the 10,000 mark. I didn't write anything down on purpose because I really wanted to convey what that means to me. To me, it was it shows that you guys have really helped us out so much. This is more you, okay? There's some people that say, but it's your site. I'm like, yeah, but I'm just the site, and that's it. It's you guys have gone out to say, try it, do it, it's good, it's fun, because right now, the game, you might not have stuff to do, try this. It's directly because of you guys, and I'm pointing at you. So, hitting 10,000 is a huge deal, especially when, I don't think the Iron Man challenge was going to die, but it definitely would not have been where it was if we were not able to pick things up and get you guys all to help out. And this is like everybody. So if you go look on our website, you see all the websites that have talked about us, have linked our site, linked our podcast. I mean, we've got a podcast for this now. That's nuts. This is really on you guys, and I wanted to thank you all for all of your help Everything that you guys have done, I don't know what else to say. It just, you know, it's from here. So thank you. So let's go into the level ups. Basically, we go over. So I have a little report that, you know, it's not 100%, but it's pretty good. Basically, we go over who's leveled up and who's who we wish rest in peace. You know, sorry. So for Iron Man, we do level 70 is our minimum. So for leveling up for Iron Man, we have Murder Stir, which is Stir, level 73. We have Cruel at level 75. We have Three Cuts at level 75. We have Iron Co-op or Coop. I'm going to say Co-op because that's what it looks like to me. So level 79. D. Drevin's S, which is Never Die, backwards. Level 83. Lingermark is level 89. He's actually leveling up a warrior, and if he were to hit max, he would be our first warrior, I think, ever. Nice. I think so. And Fairyona Fair, who was on last week, she's got another character up. She's at level 97.
Wow!
It's just, so this will be like her
sixth.
Would it be fourth? For right now, let me quickly check. I see Fair 1, Fair 2. This would be her third for Warlords. Third. I think it's her third for Warlords. That's crazy.
Wow.
So, that's amazing. And she's that's using crazy. Druids. So, she's got a Druid and a Priest, and this one leveling up right now is a Druid as well. So, Druids and Priests, look at who's hit max and try those. So for Bloodthirsty, we do minimum level 30. So hitting level 30 was South. Loopy, level 32. Iron Man Path, level 36. Afsan, level 44. Hemer, level 44. Bent Grinder, level 45. Another Bent Grinder, level 52. And I love this name, Moto Hayoku, level 61. And D-Dreven Blood, level 76. Again, that's Never Die. And for Pacifist, we have Zipa. I can't pronounce that name. Letha, can you pronounce that name? Zipacitors? Level 30?
Maybe?
Okay.
Zipacitors?
Good. Level 30?
Zai.
Okay. Serenella, level 31. Pescataria, level 33. Feralien, which is fair as well, level 44. Fulman, level 44. Anti-Entity, I love that name. Anti-Entity, level 53. No Harm, I love that name too. It's very apt for the challenge. Anyways, level 78. And Arcanaya, level 81. So rest in pieces. These people have died or have been red flagged for some reason. Not yellow flagged. We won't, you know, if you get a yellow flag, we won't, you're not out. So we won't put you on this list. So for Irons, Iron Noob, level 70. Cute Eridar, level 80. Margo Hunter, level 85. And these people are dying. Iron Aaron, level 86. Iron Vol, level 87. I'm just, you know, if I were to get that high and die, I just, you know, flip the table. Son of a...
you're done.
So Bloodthirsty's level 30 is Cyric, level 30. I Will Survive, level 31. Did not survive. Marks, level 31. Xaya Blood, level 33. Leap of Faith, level 34. I don't know why I find that funny, but Too Thirsty, level 42. For Pacifist, Lokiv, level 39. Nemini, level 41. Antheria, level 45. And Ultra Numb, level 78.
Oh, that 78 on a Pacifist. Oh my gosh, that's dude, that's just
rest in peace.
Wow.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, guys. That's but an amazing job. How inspiring is all those tunes that are just coming through with the Iron Mans, the Bloodthirsties, and the Pacifists? That's 81 on a pacifist. I can't even get my head around that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds very painful. Very painful.
Yep.
I have not tried that yet, so
I made it to level 2.
on the opposite spectrum of that, you can still use the Octane House and stuff in the challenges, correct?
Yep.
Pacifist would be the best way to get your flying, because you're going around picking up all these herbs and, you know, mining or whatever you're doing. Like, obviously, you're going to have some kind of herbal profession or gathering profession. Go throw all that stuff on the Auction House and just bank your gold, and then, you know, go buy yourself some flying, and you have less chance of dying. Or just be a druid and be in fight form.
What? That sounds like a show title.
Yeah.
It rhymed. What was that? If you're flying, you have less chance of dying.
Yeah, flying, less dying, something like that.
You're flying, less that chance of like dying. Got it. Excellent. Okay, well, let's move on to our chat. So, Hearts, what have you been up to in the last couple weeks? Doing anything exciting other than raiding?
My guild's DK got banned in the ban wave. Yeah.
Oh, the new one.
I had that reaction too. I was just like, and I've made Boomkin this entire expansion. Since week 2 of this expansion, I have not had one character that I've brought into a raid that has outperformed or outgeared my Boomkin until now. Boomkins aren't all that helpful in the higher ups of HFC in Mythic, but DKs, they're extremely helpful. You pretty much almost have to have at least 2 for Zul and Manoroth. It can be, we had this argument on Pwncast, it can be done without it. I understand that. Don't get me wrong,
nice
more
to
props
have.
To everyone who has done it without it. But with 2 DKs, your life is like 1,000 times easier. Like, it completely almost negates certain mechanics. And so I was like, hey, I'll, you know, gear my DK. I made one in Wrath, it can't be that hard to pick up. And that's pretty much where I've been for the past 2 weeks, is gearing a DK. And now a friend of mine who's only 5 out of 13 Mythic, his raid team's recruiting, and they don't raid on my days, or at least one of their days isn't, so I'm gonna hop in there on a Warlock and, you know, gear another alt and have fun with that, progressing again, and hopefully some more spots will open up so I can get some, like, my girlfriend and a few more of them in there, and actually have a fun raid team and not one that's not super serious, you know, hardcore progress, and just have fun with it, really. That's been pretty much my life for pretty much this entire expansion has been progressing and leveling, except for a little hint of PvP, but, you know.
Okay, all right. Nice. Well, good luck. I hope the gearing up and everything goes off really well for you, and that you get to, you know, where you want to get at by the end of, you know, by the time Legion comes around, that you'll have got all your kills that you need to have. I've been out of raiding for a while, so my brain's a bit like, well,
yeah.
When it comes to raiding, my brain's like, yeah, whatever.
I probably had the most ironic thing in my WoW career happen last night, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We were raiding, and our raid leader wasn't able to make it because he's a doctor and he had to work at the hospital. Like, he had to go in for a late night shift or whatever. So we were like, well, we just extended our lockout to start continue progressing on Manoroth, and we still have the bottom 6 bosses to go kill. Well, we get to Gorefiend, and my tier drops, and someone rolled a perfect 100 of 100, but that was for Warforged or Socket.
Oh.
And then they had said, no Warforged or Socket, but he had taken his headset off because he had to go get ready for work.
Oh.
In raid chat, he had said, that's for Warforged and Socket, but everyone wasn't paying attention to chat. So he got the pants, and then after we found out that he already had them, we were like, oh, and we made this biggest, like, made a big hubbub about it. Me, the guy who got it, and the raid leader, all three sent in tickets, and they kindly reverted it and gave me the token, and I ended up getting Mythic Warforged pants from it. And I was like, the irony is terrible. But,
wow.
Yeah, and then, that's... I could not think of anything more ironic and probably... Yeah.
Wow, that's... I mean, it's good that you've got the option to be able to do that, because, you know, back in vanilla, they didn't do a lot of that. It was under, you know, extreme circumstances that they would even look at doing that. So it's good that you've got the option now. So that's awesome. Well, good luck. Best of luck, and keep us informed, most definitely. Stone.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, mister?
Okay, I'm not going to reread all this stuff, okay? So, but my Death Knight Iron Man, I know, went, for the veterans, just plug your ears, it's okay. It'll be okay. Death Knight that, okay, so it's really hard to get out of the zone. And when you do, and then you die, you're just like, fudge, right? Fudge. So... I was really tired, and I tried to stream. Like, I was, like, super tired. I think I had, like, 2 hours of sleep, and I don't know why I got it in my head that, let's stream. Let's just do a stream. It'll be okay. Nope. So I lost my iron that had a really rare gray axe drop. Like it had 14 DPS, and it dropped off of, like, a miner. And I was like... Oh my god! And for an iron, that's like, oh my god, that's crazy. So, I felt, great, because now I can kick stuff's butt and we're all good to go. And it died because I was really tired, and I re-rolled, and about 20 minutes after, died again. So I didn't even bother putting that up as a as my, shows that I do. So just cause it was like 25 minute run, and I was like, no, this is just, so I was done. So I did another Iron Man, and I got lucky with another axe that dropped off of a miner and plate gloves that dropped off of a crusader. I was like, this one's going to go, right? This one's going to last. And so I got greedy and died about 15% into level 56. Basically, the way that I played is that between level 56 and 57, you don't do any quests at all. You just run between the two ramps and you kill mobs, and that's it. And you hope that the other friendly NPCs are there will help you out. For the most part, they do. Sometimes they don't. Usually when you die, that's when they don't. Basically, what happened was that I got greedy where I saw that there was like three mobs and two friendly ones, and it looked like the three mobs were dying. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to tag them with Icy Touch. Sure. So I tagged three of them, and the two friendly ones died. And I was like, so I run. I'm like, okay, I'm out of here, man, because I'm going to die. And they hit me from behind, so I got... slowed, and then I died. It was just, what the hell? So I rolled another Death Knight, died within about 2-3 minutes just to something dumb. I rolled another one, and I died within, I'm just trying to think, about 5 minutes. And it's just, you know what? And I have it written here. I flipped my table and walked away. I was so mad. I was just like, this stupid Death Knight area, it's hard. It is so hard. For people that have not tried it, try it. It is hard. This is the only reason why it's green flag still, is because you don't have a spec. You got to get rid of all of your green gear. There are ways to get around stuff, but it is so hard. Once you get to 57 and you can start to do some of the other quests, you're fine. It's just... getting there, it sucks my soul away. It's just, and then when you die and you've got good drops and you're like, Shoot me now.
So have you rolled another one since then, or you?
I have rolled another one only to accrue the rest XP, because if you're gonna do a yeah. Death Knight because of that grind, accrue the rest XP. It'll go a lot faster. If you want to lose your soul even more, don't get the rest XP and just do it without rest XP and have fun.
Yeah.
So I got my druid. So basically what I did too is that I had deleted all my irons from before and I re-rolled them and put them into our official guild. And so I got my druid up to level. I'm just going to quickly sketch over them because I've got one of each class now. So I got my druid up to level 20 and I'm basically bouncing in between Blood Mist and Dark Shore. So I'm just trying to aim at the green quest if I can. I got my hunter up to level 14. It's a panda, so went through the panda zone really, really fast. It's really easy. There's only one part I really don't like, and there is when they're gonna go heal the cut or like the wound. Sometimes some of the lizard guys will come and attack you, and sometimes there's like three or four of them, and it depends on your character, so you need to watch out for that. I got my mage up to level 13, monk 22. The monk is actually, it feels really strong, and I was actually thinking about going to Red Ridge. I'm not really sure if I'll do that or not. I might be tempting fate though.
Red Ridge. Yeah. Red Ridge. You know how much Red Ridge is just terrible.
I've got a pally up to level 15. Priest up to level 20. My rogue is level 12. It was another panda, so it's quick to get up there. I have a shaman up to level 13. My warlock is at level 23, and it's actually been pretty good. Brittle Iron, I didn't even know, told me that I can use my first Daed things on my Voidwalker, and I'm like... Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that makes sense. I didn't know that you were allowed to do that. I had no idea. I thought it would be, well, can't target player or something because it's not a player. I always thought it was for you only and not your pet, but anyways, that's helped out a lot, that's for sure. My warrior, I got to level 17. I don't have a bloodthirsty, don't have a pacifist yet. It's just so grindy. Right now the Death Knight grind is enough. Once I get out of there, maybe I'll start to do the other two. I did roll an Iron Man light. Now, basically we had this discussion about doing a light version where you can either pick a spec or use green gear. There is a lady named Myra, who actually did a lot of tests on this, and she found that it was slightly easier to level with picking a spec. However, okay. She did die once, even though her green-geared character, it was harder to level, but never died because she had more health. Yeah. So I decided, okay, well, before I get alpha, because I don't have alpha or beta or anything like that, so I'm just going to test it out as it is now. So I leveled up a warlock to level 10. I put it on her website. It's actually listed as Iron Man Light. It's there if you want to search for it. And I picked Demonology. And honestly, yes, it is easier, but for a Iron Veteran, they're going to find it a lot easier, that's for sure. But for a regular person that's not done it before, you're going to get a few more things to do, like to cast, but it's still going to be hard. I almost died at level 14, in Westfall. And
yeah,
that's with a spec. And, you know, maybe it does get easier later on, but when we get into Legion, the whole zone leveling thing where mobs scale is just, that's going to be rough. And
yeah,
I don't think that this is necessarily a bad thing, being able to pick a back. I would prefer giving us an option to not pick, to say, no, I don't want one, or, you know, you level up to 10, go to your capital, and then say, freeze my spec or something. I don't know, right? Because you can freeze your XP gains, right? So I don't see why. Give us an option to unspec. That would be great. And maybe put it with the same guy, or put it, stand him beside this, that dude. So basically, he's level 16, and I wanted to give Red Ridge a try because I wanted to see how it felt versus a normal Iron Man versus this Iron Man Light, just to see how that feels, because Dead Ridge is right. So
yeah.
Otherwise, the only other thing, I think on my mount runs, Minion of Grumpus, man, I swear that. So I saw, I believe Markkonen, I saw, got it in 9 bags or something. I see people get it like 2 bags. Oh, I got it in like my 5th bag. Like, are you, what? Like, come on, man. So I ran this dang thing because you can only run it on level 100 characters that have a level 3 base. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I had 15 of them running every single day, and it took me, and after the 70th gift, I finally got this dang thing, and I was like, you know what, okay, I'm done, and maybe after Christmas is all done, I'll go farm it again, you know, just for gold, right, you know, just to get them out and sell it, and by the time I was in the right frame of mind to go farm it, the event was done. So I'm like, you know what, I can't complain too much, because I at least got them out, but it took a while. And I thought it was going to be one of those Love Rocket things. Love Rocket took me 210 attempts over 2 to 3 years. And I tracked it. And I was like, what the... Like, come on, man. Like, 210 attempts? Come on.
Yeah.
RNG. Anyway, so that was my whole Christmas break and all that kind of stuff. At least I got the mount, and I got the pet. I mean, I got the pet. I got the pet on the first day. It was pretty quick. You know, besides that, I'm still running for the Handmaiden, which, you know, I have an opinion on the Handmaiden mount. If you don't know, go watch Pwncast episode 88, is it? Right? They discuss Lycan and Huge Bloke, who are both friends of the show, about their travels and trials and all that stuff in Dragon Soul, going for the Blazing Drake, however the Handmaiden dropped. You guys go and have a listen and tell us what you think. I have my opinion. I think I agree with Bell, to be honest. So, hopefully Lycan won't get too mad at me. But other than that, yeah, I still don't have any of my regular mounts drop. I'm still trying to get Handmaiden. That I've had the Blazing Drake drop 3 times and no Handmaiden at all. So, I'm done. I'm going to stop talking. Lita.
Yes.
Lita. Okay, that's tell me. Us. Oh, well, that's look me. At all this, well, Lita. When did you write? When did you add all this stuff down? Because this was not down when we first started.
I know. Yes, it was. Excuse
no, it wasn't.
Me. Stone gives me heaps, guys, about show notes. I was doing show notes for Control Alt WoW yesterday, and somebody sends me a tweet. You haven't done our show notes, and I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. I had them all done.
Wow.
Slacker. He's not paying attention, I tell you. But look, I've got some exciting news because I'm so excited about it. And even though I'm too low to make your list, your report, I have to say yesterday, last night, I got my little Iron Orc Hunter to 59.
Wow. What? So is this your highest? Yeah.
Sorry?
Is this your highest?
This is my highest ever. That I, because the original highest was my Warlock at 36 back in the day when Iron Man first came out. And then I was so heartbroken when she died. I couldn't do it again until now. So this is the highest I've ever gone. And I'm I'm just taking it very, very slow. I'm trying to find, I've just finished questing in Ungoro. So that was kind of fun. I'm going over to Swamp of Sorrows now. And I have to say that there's like this sweet spot of green quests at about 5 levels below the level that I am. And that's like the real sweet spot of questing, where you're kind of getting the best XP for what you're doing without taking on too much. Yeah. That's what I found anyway, and which has been really good. But I did have a really, really scary moment. So I'm over in Ungoro. You know where the bugs are? Yes. You know the cave with the bugs?
Why did you go
I
in there?
I had this, the cave, you know, the underground.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I know. But I went down, I had to kill the big bug. So I went down, I went down to kill the big bug, and I thought, no, just take it nice and slow. And I did. And then I had this level 100 blood elf that just dived in, it's like, hi, and blows me a kiss. And I'm thinking, don't you go take my quest kill thing. And she took off and she was like hanging around me, and I was not concentrating because I was thinking, she's going to kill my thing that I need. So I found a rare before I even got to the quest thing. There was a rare, and I was like, oh, I'll kill that rare. But that rare decided to call on the other ones that were there and then spawned little baby ones. So I killed the rare, and it killed Charlie the crocodile. And I took off and feigned death, and I ended up at like 19% health, and I was like shaking because I forgot where my feigned death button was on my mouse. I'm just going, where is it? So
smashing, just smashed keyboard.
It's tapping my wheel. I just have to tap my wheel, but I completely forgot where it was. I was like going, ah! So yeah, that was. I really thought that was it. I thought she is gone. And anyway, I picked myself back up. I got Charlie the crocodile back up. And I was like, okay, let's go kill this big bug, which I still did. And then I took off and went back to Marshall's stand. But oh my gosh, that was intense. That was really intense. But the other thing that I found is I can't get a bow or a gun that is better than... So the one that I'm using is a white one that's level 32.
Okay.
And there is no other one that I can get from a vendor until level 60. There's a couple of greys. I did some research. There's a couple of grey bows and a gun. And they all drop from places like Molten Core, Black Rock Spire, Black Rock Depths.
You can do
and
this.
There was one that had, that it was over in, not Searing Gorge, Blasted Lands that had some ogres. And I thought, well, I'll go over and I'll just kill some. I'm going to go over there and quest anyway. So I took off over there. I did the quests, and I found like there was 4 out of all the ogres. There's like 50 million ogres, but there's like 4 of these ones in particular, and I killed them, and then I waited for them to respawn and took forever. And I was like, okay, we're just gonna have to keep this level 32 gun. That's it. I'm just gonna have to be really, really careful. So it's really disappointing. Because I thought for sure in between there would be something that might have at least a bit of a drop. But everything seems to be stuck behind a raid or stuck behind a dungeon. And, of course, that's not possible. And I checked the auction house and no one's putting nothing. White or greys up on the server I'm on. So I was like, okay. So I'll keep my level 32 gun. And I'll head towards level 60 and hopefully I'll be able to get something. But really excited. I'm hoping I can really slowly make 59. So I'm gonna stay in Swamp of Sorrows and I'll do some questing there and then probably head over to Silithus and see how that goes. So very, very excited about that. My Iron Warlock is level 32. Questing in Northern Stranglethorn. Oh my gosh. nesting between nesting worry and everything, there's just so much to keep you busy. But the only thing I found is you've got to be really careful which way you do the quests, because you can hit yellow quests okay. way too fast, and that can be really, you know, trying to do a yellow quest when you really want to be doing green. Well, for me, that's how I play, is you know, poor Voidy was like, Voidy's like going, I've had enough of this. So, so really yeah. happy that she's moving along slowly. Can My I, bloodthirsty.
Hold on. Can I ask you, when you're in Northern Stranglethorn in the camp,
yep.
are the mobs there like yellow? Mm-hmm. So you can accidentally attack them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You sure can. Yep. And I think it has happened. I think it was it Rogue Slayer that happened too? I think
somebody did that, yeah.
I know someone had done it on a challenge tune and accidentally like hit a guard Oops. And they just went, swack, you're dead.
Yep.
I think it might have been Rogue Slayer. But yeah, so it's just being, I just make sure I don't target anything. And when I'm handing in the quest, I hand in the quest. And then I'm like, okay, stop looking. Stop looking at anyone. And but out. It's Northern Stranglethorn's really good. It's got a really good questing hub. Like okay. I've found it to be a lot of fun. So my bloodthirsty, which I've been doing on my Night Elf Druid, she hit 28, and I'm just in wetlands killing whelps. That's it.
Have you I did got make... the pet yet?
Yes, which I did. I did get the pet, which was awesome.
I'm still trying to get that pet.
And I won't tell you that I sold it for like 40K. But anyway, I made a Iron Warrior because obviously I do not have enough things to do. And she's at level 7. So I made a little dwarf warrior. And so she's my little warrior princess. That's what I'm calling her. And I have to say, Victory Rush is the most awesome thing ever. I just charge, bang, victory rush. Yes, thank you. That's cool. It's so much fun. So then I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to go level up my level 90 warrior who's been sitting there just going, hi, I'm here. Do you want to level me? And I said, yes, okay, let's level. So I got her to 92 yesterday, and I've done like all the starting quests.
Okay.
And I was trying to do all the quests where I didn't go to Warspear and buy the profession stuff. I was trying to do to make sure that I did the quests that would bring that I would get, you know, the forge blueprint and everything. And I've successfully done everything other than fishing. So everything's at Dranor level bar fishing. So okay. that was cool. And I just want to say Dark Moon Fair you've only got a few hours left of Dark Moon Fair. So if you've not done it on your challenge tunes, get your tickets, go to Dark Moon Fair. And if you're not on your challenge tunes, go and beat up the Feasal Weasels and with Pat Battles. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually through all my characters the bags.
Bags is good.
Yeah,
that's right.
I just had to get the bag, so...
And plus then selling them for $250 each, like gold 50, you can start off with 10 gold. That's huge. Yep. That really is huge. So to start off a little tune with 10 gold, you know, it certainly does help. Okay. Well, thanks, guys, for sharing your weeks. It's been exciting. So we'll see where we go, you know, onward and upward for us all from there. What we'll do is we'll go into chit chat. So this is the Ask Us Anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, and warn people about potential disastrous areas or quests or something like that. So, Stone, do you want to take the first one?
So we got an email from a person named Wondertune. And Wondertune says, I had a night elf hunter named Iron Block on Confrere de Thorium. That's I'm for sure it's French, but I know my accent's horrible. I apologize to anybody who is French. This character was linked to the website but died, so I deleted it. Since then, I recreated another hunter also named Iron Block, on the same server, but human this time, and links the character. And though I cannot manage to add that new human hunter to my website, please help. Okay, so basically we put this up there to say there is a part in our FAQ about this, where if you have a character that croaks for some reason, or you basically decide to delete it, and you create a new character with the exact same name, you may be able to see the information on BNet. However, the data that comes through on the API to our site is different. It should be updated. It usually takes, in these cases, it usually takes about 24 to 48 hours max. There's been some cases, like once, where it took 2 weeks and there was like a bug with Blizzard stuff. This is a Blizzard thing. I would say if this does happen to you, we do have an FAQ thing about it, so it is covered there. If you have a question, check the FAQs, and if it's kind of not covered in there, then absolutely shoot us an email and I'd be happy to respond. I would just say, just wait. There's nothing that I'm able to do. It's actually all on Blizzard's side. If you... no, never mind. I don't want to say that. I was going to say go and ask them, but they're not going to be able to do anything. So it basically gets refreshed after a certain point, and there's something that happens because it's got the same name. So you just basically need to wait. You don't need to worry. Yes, it'll still show you dead or something. Just wait about a day or so. Trust me. if there was something that I could have done, I would do it. Believe me. Yeah. Okay.
Excellent. All right. Well, Hutz, can you take the second one for me, please?
RIP, Abandoned Hope, level 27, Iron Priest. Just by FYI, do not do Torix Assault in Ashenvale.
Which one is that?
Torix Assault. There's a link to the quest. I will...
Yes.
I'll click that.
I'm not sure which one that is.
I can't remember the quest.
Is that when they go and attack the refuge?
Maybe. Like, that's what it sounds like. Just given take Silverwing Outpost. Yeah, okay, so I haven't gone back and leveled through this area since Cataclysm, because I know they changed a lot of it. Yeah. But from the sounds of it, if you're going into... a major, like, a place where there's going to be a bunch of ads attacking, like, the DK one, like, he's saying, you have to take that very, very slowly, or just don't do it. Like, that sounds like a quest that I would stand on the outside and just slowly pick them off one by one, like you were doing with the cave.
Yeah.
Really, like, yeah, whenever you're leveling Draenei, there's a cave with all the moonkins in it. Same thing.
Yeah.
Slowly pick it off one by one. And if it's a priest, no, that's way too squishy. There's no mage, okay, you can blink, maybe.
Priests are not bad. They have their power shield and they can heal themselves. We do have two max level irons that are priests.
I know, and which really surprises me, because
I know, I was surprised too. I was like, what?
Yeah, which is awesome. But it's interesting that, you know, so whether other people have had issues with this one, you know, write in, let us know, do our audio, because Stone loves putting audios in. Excellent. So send in, let us know what you think about this quest. And we can, you know, we can add to that, because I wouldn't have even thought about it, and I honestly don't remember when I was leveling if I skipped that or not. So that's interesting. But we had a couple of Facebook questions, so I just wanted to touch base on these, especially with Stone, just to put it out there. So is NPC scan allowed in the Iron Man challenge?
Yes and no. Okay. So if you're using it to level up because you're only going to kill rares and you're going to use it to find them, I would say no, because you're using something else to help you go find something, right? If you're using it and your leveling path is like, I'm just going to kill stuff and I'm going to do quests and I don't really care if there's a rare. If there's a rare, I'm going to go kill it. Then I would say okay, because if it pops up, hey, you're like, oh, okay, there is a rare. But you know, for some folks that are only going to go for rares and you're going to use that, I think that would be an aid that...
God. Okay.
You know, obviously we can't flag you for it, but it's just one of those things. So I would, you know, it's like a yes and no. And I would say it's... If you feel like you think it's okay, okay. But I it's yes and no. It's so
basically
gray,
you're going to say personal choice.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, probably err on how you're going to use it. All right.
Yeah.
If you feel bad for using it, you probably shouldn't be using it.
Good point. Good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, the other question, which I thought was an interesting one, was for Iron Man, are they allowed to pick up treasures in Mop and Wad? And or is that not allowed? So this was one of the questions that was asked on Facebook.
Yeah. Treasures are a completely fair game. And mm-hmm. to be honest, even on my regular characters, that's how I would actually level up. Once I get my level one garrison, I actually get the elixirs and the flask and stuff, and I just go and level up like that. It's so fast. For an Iron Man, obviously you can't use the elixirs and stuff, but sure. If you can ride over to Lim and stuff, sure.
Okay.
I would say that you need rest XP, because when you get those treasures, you'll get twice as much if you have rest XP, so...
Alrighty.
So it counts as like a kill, I guess. But for a pacifist, it should be okay. It's not a kill. I don't.
Alright. Hots, can you do number four for me? Read that one, please.
Is it okay to get two primary professions, leatherworking and skinning, but not actually use the crafted items? From everything that I've read, no. Absolutely not. Because it's professions. It's there's nothing about professions that you need. And it's in the long run, it would just be a way to cheat. Like, you could go in there and skin. I don't think you get extra from skinning it, but if I'm not mistaken, they added it where you can actually level through leveling crafted items now, right? Like, there's certain experience you can gain from doing certain profession things, and it just doesn't seem like it would be helpful. And it's just, it's not very Iron Man-y. Like, it takes away from the whole feel of the leveling. Like, the whole idea behind Iron Man.
Yeah, I don't know of any crafting thing that you can do to give you XP. But
it might just be the gathering, like the mining and the herbalism.
Oh, that
leatherworking is skinning. So basically, the whole reason why you weren't allowed to pick them in the first place was that because at one point if you picked a profession, it gave you like a bonus, right? So if you were a blacksmith, you get a strength bonus or something like that, or if you did skinning, you had a critical hit bonus and stuff like that. So that was one of the main reasons why. Right now you don't get that stuff, but it's still kind of one of those things that we want to keep, where, you know, yeah, it doesn't really help you now, but if it doesn't help you, then you shouldn't need it. I would say, even though you're not going to use those crafted items, if you go sell them, you're still going to make gold off it. So that's just another way for you to make gold, and that in itself will help you as well. Which, no, right? So I mean, why change it if, you know, there's nothing really wrong with keeping it the way that it is.
Okay. No, I think that's fair. Now, the last question that I had, and we had discussed this on Control Lot WoW this morning for me.
Earlier in the afternoon for the rest of the real world.
Well, it was 5 o'clock in the morning for me. So yes, it was slightly early.
Yes.
It was, is it okay to be given gold for either one, joining a guild, or, you know, like some people come sign the guild charter and I'll give you 100 gold, or if a random player opens trades and gives you money. Now, Aprillian had the thing happen with her where she was invited into a guild and the person gave her money. I had an issue when I was down in Northern Stranglethorn on my warlock that I had this little monk following me around and they're like trying to open trade with me. But I said, no, I'm an Iron Toon. I don't want anything. Don't give me anything, please. And they were like, what's an Iron Toon? And I went, go have a look at wildchallenges.com. And then they came back and they were like, oh, good luck. So yeah, and I put it down to anything anyone wants to trade me. I and Rogue Slayer and I were in the same opinion. I wouldn't go for that. But Stone, can you give me your take on this, please?
So I was saying that it's okay as long as you don't know that person that wants you to sign their guild charter who's paying. Because if you don't know them, you are technically offering a service that any Toon would be able to, and any Iron would be able to, for signing his guild charter, and if it's 10 gold, 100 gold, you're still doing something. So he's not giving it to you for nothing. And it's also... wow, I completely lost my train of thought. And it's so basically it's that, you know, you are doing something to earn that gold. And it's not a friend of yours saying, hey, sign my guild charter and I'll give you 1,000 gold, man. No, it's not like that at all, right? If it's just some dude you don't know, sure. If it's somebody you do know, I don't know. Because, I mean, you could do the same thing with the auction house, where you go list something up for like 10,000 gold.
Yeah.
And it's like a green item, and you basically get your friend, can you buy it and I'll give you gold on my other character? You know, so you circumvent the rules, right? Which we say you are allowed to use the auction house, but, you know, it should be fair, right? So you're going to be paying something that some person that you don't know wants, right? So... I mean, if it's somebody that wants you to sign it that you don't know, if you get gold for it, sure. And that's why I say, you know, sure. If it's somebody that you know, no way.
Okay. You know? So basically, right? if it's a random, if it's complete random, put it down to being your call,
just being lucky.
Your personal call as to what you want to do.
Yeah, and you know what? If you feel like you still want to help them and you want to sign their guild charter, you feel weird about trying to take the gold, and maybe they say, well, I don't care, you have to take this gold, and they throw it at you, and you're like, no. You know, don't throw your gold at me, my head. Anyway, so you can, like, you know, take that gold and give it to somebody else if you want. You know, fine. Yep. You're not going to get flagged, but, you know, honestly, I think it's okay. It's a personal thing too, right? So
yeah,
to me it sounds like it would be like the trade chat equivalent of finding a rare, or like the gray axe that he was talking about. You can't really it's not something that you're causing. You're helping someone out. It's like a person, like a non-NPC, like a played character quest, so to say. So as long as it's not, oh, hey, you know, like, I'm just going to mail myself 1,000 gold or something along those lines, and why not?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, just a couple of comments from the chat room. So I've got Thule says selling something using auction house is okay, which we had discussed. And Lockie is says that's why I rolled on a RP server. The Greens Blues has more value on those servers just because they want specific gear piece for their RP transmogs, which is, I mean, that's a valid point. That's very true. Yeah. So, and Tuli also said about at later levels, you get daily quests doing some crafting professions, dual crafting at Kata, for example. So, yeah, that's interesting. Okay, well, thanks, guys. Thanks, chatroom.
I'm going to roll on a PvP RP server now because, one, the population is going to be terrible, and, two, that's a really good point, actually.
So, Lilkiv was saying in chat as well that there's a YouTuber named Kobrak is doing an Iron Man PvP on YouTube. So I've never heard of it. I don't know who he is. I think I've heard him mentioned in Asmongold's one. I've not seen it, so I don't know. Hots. I want to check this guy out, see what he's doing, because if he's making mistakes that, you know, or if, you know, if you can see stuff that you're like, oh man, at least it would help you too.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Definitely.
So, that's it, I think. So we're going to wrap things up. Sorry, just looking at chat again. Yeah, our next show is Saturday, January the 23rd, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, North America. And that would be Sunday, January the 24th, 10 a.m. Lita time.
Yeah.
Can I say your time zone? Because, no, wait. Can I say your province or state? What
Queensland.
What
Australia, Queensland.
Is I'm it on a province? Time. Yeah, but is it a province or a state?
Sorry. Queensland's a state.
Oh, it's a state.
So I live in Brisbane, you guys have which states. Is a city. That's as much as I'm giving you.
No, that's fine. So we would be covering Love is in the Air and the Lunar Festival is coming up. So we should be getting Lycan should be coming back. So there's a little bit of a mix-up with the times and all that stuff. So that's why we had Hots coming in. Because actually, it was supposed to be the 23rd. I'm positive it was the 23rd, was supposed to be Hots, and Lycan was supposed to be this week, but I think there's a little bit of time mixed up, so we're going to try to get Lycan on for next week.
2 weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so this is another thing I wanted to say before you go on, Lita, is, you know, yes, we are running at about... Dang it, we're just... For just under 2 hours, but okay, so here's the thing. We wanted to run more often than once a month because we felt running once a month, the shows were about 2 hours long, sometimes more, and we wanted to try to get that down to about an hour, maybe hour and a half.
I laughed. Okay. At him.
Okay, but this could be our last long... ish show because it's been about a month since the last time that we ran, so next show should be maybe an hour and a half or so, maybe, I don't know, so we'll see, but we are going to be going once every 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes 4, it just kind of depends on where it lands, so we will definitely let you know when we are coming up, and for sure our next show, episode 7, will be in 2 weeks' time, Saturday, January the 23rd, 7 p.m. Lita, go.
Sure. Okay, hang on. I'm just talking to chat room. So thank you, Hots, for joining us today. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and where they can get in contact with you?
Literally everything / Hots for Shots or at Hots for Shots. Pretty much everywhere, and I'm... Yeah, no, I have Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine yards because of Pwncast. Other than that, I just have fun answering people. I stream on Pwncast. I'm supposed to do it like 3 days a week. I've been slacking lately because I've been more focused on progression, and streaming isn't fun while you're trying to progress because there's a lot of angry words said, and I can't focus on chat or, you know, like, be entertaining whenever I'm... And, like, buried in my screen, you know? And so, I mean, if you want to come by and stop by and say hi, sure. If you want to see some Mythic Mana Ross progression, it's fun. But yeah, literally everything slash hops for shots or at hops for shots.
And I'll put some links up on the show onto the webpage with the show notes anyway. So awesome. If people aren't sure. Okay, so if you want to contact the show, you can email us at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. Don't forget to check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That's the number one. And remember to come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
So about Twitch, we do still have ConnectCast, but we'll fall back to ConnectCast if Twitch seems to be acting up. We'll see. I am changing my ISP over tomorrow, so I don't envision any problems. Actually, I think things should be faster. So we should be on Twitch now, and it won't be under my personal one. It will be under this one, so... I will be streaming Iron Man stuff on here, but won't be like Sims 4 and stuff like that, so you don't have to worry about that. You can find me though on Twitter at WowChallenges, and the podcast, The Richter Scale and Azeroth Uncultured. Yes.
Nice. And you can find me on Twitter, I'm at Leta Wow. That's LETAWOW. And you can listen to me on other shows like Behind the Avatar, Controller Wow, Cops Run Radio, and Geektopia. So we always like to thank Mark Conan for doing the intro because, one, he is awesome, and we do love our intro very much. So thank you, Mark Conan. And if you want to get in contact with him, he is at Mark Conan Wow on Twitter, and he's also co-host of Torrin Think Tank, which you can contact him via that.
I think that's it. Huts, thank you.
I think that's a show.
Thank you for coming. I was really excited when you guys said, yeah, I'll come. I'm like, ooh. So, even like all of you guys. So I watch you guys, and I'm a huge fan of what you guys do. So I'm always excited to have you guys around. So,
it's definitely a lot of fun, especially when you live with the host, because I know a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes, I can bring it up on the show, and it's hilarious to me, but... Yeah, it's I really enjoy the show. I don't have any plans on leaving it anytime soon.
Oh,
for sure.
Don't leave it, man.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. It was a great show. And we'll see you guys in like 2 weeks. See you later. Thanks for watching. All that stuff. See you later.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2015, WowChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is needed.